Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, Anne.
Oi! Hello, listener. If you like this sort of thing, you'll love the Horn Section Tour Show. That's right, we're going on tour this year. We're hitting the road, so please come and see us somewhere near you. You'll get to see Willett's little face, Benjamin's big muscles, Mark and Joe playing the horns, and of course, our temporary pianist. That's if you come to see the Horn Section.
That's how I like my tour.
Horn Section.
That's how I like my tour.
Two more times.
Horn Section.
Tickets are now available.
That's how I like my tour.
Have a look on the website.
Horn.
You'll find it.
That's how I like my, 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 that's how I like my tour.
One morning, Joe Auckland was at home, drinking a glass of water from a standard half-pint glass. It was, he thought, a normal day.
The water was fine. I didn't really notice much about the water. I was just at home having a drink of water, as I do most days at some point. But this turned out not to be most days. This was an exceptional day, a day like no other. Except for the water, like I say, I do normally drink water. I just don't normally drink water whilst my legs are going through sheer bloody hell.
That's Joe. Joe Auckland, he's really nice to look at. He's got great skin that covers all of his flesh and his face is harmless enough.
I've always enjoyed having a look at Joe.
Sorry, say that again, Ben.
I've always enjoyed having a look at Joe.
Much better. Ben has known Joe for over 40 years.
Whether I'm properly staring at him for a couple of hours or just glimpsing him through a car window or a shower door, it's always a pleasant experience looking at Joe.
But Ben was not prepared for what he saw on November 15, 2011. No one was.
They were just so cold, so frightened. It was really, really, really bad.
Hello, my name is Alex Horn, and this is Real Life Disaster Problems and Solutions, the podcast where I speak to those who've had real life disaster problems and solutions and tell the story of those real life disaster problems and solutions in non-linear segments that all tie up nice and neatly at the end. From the team that brought you Minor Incidents on Long Journeys and Apologies, the people who regret saying sorry for things that weren't that bad, this is Real Life Disaster Problems and Solutions. This week, it's Joe's Trousers. The rise and the fall? Stop. This is a message for Kathy, because Kathy will soon become 50. It's not till the last day of May, but she deserves a happy birthday, because she's married to Kev. She's married to Kev, and she's mother to Connie and Jack. She's a sales office manager for an insulation distributor, and far more important than that, Connie loves Glenn Hoddle. Connie loves Glenn Hoddle. Connie loves Glenn Hoddle. So happy birthday to you.
Hello. Good evening. And welcome. It's time for us to have a look back in time. We found some problems and solutions from real life. Disaster problems and solutions. Yeah, that's right. Will the disaster have far-reaching effects? No, the problems have solutions. So it's all wrapped up conveniently. It's real life disaster problems and solutions. 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 Hello.
Hello. When I first heard about Joe's real life disaster problem with his trousers, I couldn't help myself. I needed Joe to help myself. I knew there was more to it than just there being a bit of a problem with his trousers. Life is never that simple. So I jumped straight into my red car and drove down to see Joe to talk to him about his trousers. This was late November 2011, so Christmas wasn't far off. And I should say, Joe is not a rich, fancy man. He hadn't got $1 million or 80 properties. Christmas is a time when he has to spend slightly more than other times of the year. So any problems would be marginally more serious around that time than usually, if they involved money in some ways, which this did. I got to his boat at 10:35 a.m. Yeah. Joe lived on a boat.
Hi, Alan.
Alex. Hello. Can I come in?
Yeah.
Yes, good. Oh, I love the boat.
Oh, thanks.
What sort of a boat is it?
Narrow. Boat.
Yes, narrow boat. Okay. Do you want to show me around?
There it is.
Oh, thanks. It's nice to have the tour. Could you ask me if I want a cup of tea?
Hey, fancy a cup of tea?
Yes, please. Oh, yeah. Lovely. Yeah.
How'd you take it?
Pardon?
How'd you take it?
The tea?
Yeah.
Sugar, milk and sugar, please?
Yep.
Lovely.
Oh, we haven't got any milk. Because we don't have a fridge.
Do you want to nip out?
Yeah.
Time passed and Joe came back with the milk. Oh, cheers, mate.
Cheers. Yeah. Nice to see you.
Just 4 years later and Joe would no longer live on a boat. But that has no relevance to the trousers story. Joe, would you mind if we talk about the trousers now?
No.
So how long did you have them for?
About 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me about them?
They were just one of those pairs of trousers that...
We don't have to. If it's too much...
I'd rather not.
Are you still... Are you still upset?
Still quite raw.
I'm not surprised. You said it was sheer hell.
Well, it was.
That's why you said it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, Joe. Do you want to just kick back and put some music on or something?
Yes, please.
Alex.
Alex.
What sort of stuff are you listening to at the moment?
That old American marching music.
Oh, you love that stuff, don't you?
Yeah.
What was the song you liked again?
The Battle of Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to put the Battle of Cincinnati on?
Yeah. Do you remember how striking the words are?
Oh, yeah. They were historically accurate, weren't they?
Yeah, but they rhymed so cleverly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's listen to that song. What's it called again? The Battle of Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you're not going to sing it, Will?
What?
Yeah, let's sing it.
Would have been nice to have heard a bit of the Battle of Cincinnati.
Yeah.
The words?
Four. Yeah.
Are they written down?
No, you've got to make it up, Will.
I thought that you're getting into the spirit of this, Will.
Four. Oh, the Battle of Cincinnati. The generals were very, very scatty. But no one died.
No one died.
They bore forth the pride.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. It's nice to kick back and take your mind off things.
Yeah.
With the American marching music. Graham Souness ain't no bassoonist, but he got long curly hair and he's a really good baker. So Graham Souness has plenty in common with the girlfriend of a $50 jingle patron. But Becca, lovely Becca, Adam's girlfriend Becca, is a gin-loving music therapist, and Graham Souness prefers wine.
Prefers wine.
Prefers wine.
Becca! Okay, listener, let's head back in time. Hold on tight. Joe. He may be a normal guy who lives on a boat and loves his trousers, but let's meet someone else. Let's meet Will Collier, Joe's bandmate and collaborator, who also owns trousers, but doesn't have a particular pair like Joe did, really.
I just don't mind what trousers I'm wearing. They're just a thing to wrap my legs in to keep them from getting cold. Do you know what I mean? Joe, though, he's something else. Whoa.
I'd driven down in my red car to talk to Will the day before I drove him down to see Joe, so I hadn't yet heard the stuff that Joe was saying about his trousers, which you have just heard.
Yeah, boy. I remember the first time I was aware of the trousers. It must have been in about 2002. Joe was wearing these fit trousers and he was also carrying something, like a bag or a bag-like thing. You know what I mean? Like a bag or a hold-all or a plastic bag or something like that kind of bag. And he just turned around and looked at me, Joe did, because he'd been talking to someone else before that. But that conversation had stopped and the guy, he'd just gone. So he looked at me and I'll never know why he said it. Why I said it. But I said, nice trousers. And Joe went ballistic, like crazy. He was just like, oh my God, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, I remember Will saying that he liked my trousers, and I was carrying a bag that day, so I wasn't concentrating. But I think I probably said, oh, thanks, and that was about it.
That's Joe again. The day after I'd had the talk with Will.
I'd never seen anything like it.
Will again now, the day before again.
He flipped, man. He really effing loved those trousers. Even back then. They were his favourite trousers by miles. By about 20 miles, man.
Okay, can we have some piano, please? Okay, let's head on over to November 15, 2011 again. Joe is on his boat drinking the water. But there's something else. There's something else about the water.
So I always get the water out of the cold tap because I think water tastes nicer when it's cold, which is weird because it's the same stuff, just at a different temperature, but I do prefer it cold, I just do. The thing was, though, I must have got it out of the wrong tap because the water wasn't cold.
The water was hot. Joe was on his boat drinking hot water.
It was really hot water.
Stop the music. That was when Joe's life changed forever. In a very small way, but not in a fundamental way.
I leapt up immediately. I think I was trying to leap away from the hot, unexpected water. But there's a catch on the table in the boat, so that when you don't want to have a table on the boat and when you want to have more space on the boat, you can fold up the table and hook it to the wall and then it's fine.
Sort of fine. It is. It's still too small a space to actually do anything in, Joe.
It's fine, there's loads of room.
Then why don't you still live in the boat?
Because we've got a baby now.
So?
So there's not enough space.
Even though there's loads of room?
For me and Emma, not a baby.
Oh, I forgot, babies are enormous, aren't they?
No, it's all the stuff they've got.
The stuff?
Why are you being so mean?
So carry on, mate. Music, please, again, Ed.
I leapt up, and the trousers got caught on the hook on the table, and it was a nightmare. I looked down, and the nozzle of the zip.
The bit you pull?
Yes.
That's not called a nozzle. That's called a slider. You pull the slider, which joins the teeth together. The teeth are normally called elements. These mesh or engage when they pass through the slider, and when engaged, the elements or teeth are called a chain. There's no nozzle.
Okay, well, the zipper got caught.
The slider.
Sorry, the slider got caught on the hook on the table, and I knew straight away something wasn't right.
Yeah, you thought it was called a nozzle.
I looked down, and it was a mess. It was disgusting. The zippy
the
bit
teeth
was all over the place. Bits were bent. The slider
well done
was all wonky. It was a write-off, straight away. 1 minute, you're living your life, you're happy, you're a nice guy, living on a boat, wearing his favourite trousers, not a care in the world, then the next, bang, it's all gone, the trousers were dead.
What did you do next, Joe?
Well, first, I happened to glance out of the window, and Ben was there looking in.
Yes, I happened to be walking past at the time, and I was peering in at exactly that moment. Quite extraordinary.
It was the water side of the boat.
Yeah, I was kayaking, that's what I said. I was kayaking past at the time and I happened to peer in.
And your head was upside down. You were on top of the boat and you were leaning over the window, so your head was upside down.
Yes, I'd had a crash. My kayaking is not great anymore.
So I shouted at him to stop following me all the time and to stop taking photos of me and all that.
I apologise, to be fair.
Yeah, thanks for that.
And then?
Then I sat back down. I think I thought that maybe I could pretend the trouser accident hadn't happened, but I couldn't. I'm not that good an actor.
No, you're not.
And it was just all wrong. I was there at the table in my boat, but my trousers weren't done up, so everything down there was colder than usual. Breezy, loose.
Lost?
Exactly. I just sat there for like 15 or 20 minutes, or 25 minutes. And by then, the drink had cooled down, so I drank that. Even though my legs were going through sheer bloody hell.
And that's where we met him at the start of the podcast. Can we stop the music, please? Fireworks, treasure, nice fast food, sledging, ham and cheese pancakes. These are all great things, and you can find them all here on the Horn Section Podcast, a fortnightly feast for all the family. There we go, it's a normal day, a great pair of trousers, then from nowhere, chaos. But was it a normal day? Maybe not, because Joe wasn't the only person on the boat that morning.
Joe's girlfriend's really nice.
This is Mark. He plays saxophone next to Joe in the successful pop comedy system known widely as the Horn Selection, but which is actually called the Horn Section. He's chatting about Joe's girlfriend, Emma, because Emma did not talk to us, which speaks volumes. It really does. She has made no effort to contribute to this. She's really nice, is she, Mark? Keep talking.
She's just nice and easygoing. I think she's nice.
Back to Joe.
We hadn't been arguing that day, but a week later, I did remember something that she'd said to me. Something she'd said that very morning. It was strange. She'd never said it to me before, but suddenly there it was, from nowhere.
Emma's voice will be represented by Ben. Remember, she'll have a higher voice than you normally have, Ben, and this is quite a chilling, striking moment, so we need gravitas and steel as well as the smallest amount of quivers in your voice.
Something's going on with the taps!
She just said it, no warning.
Something's going on with the taps!
I don't know how I missed it at the time, but looking back I realised that something must have been going on with the taps.
Massively curious about these taps and these trousers, I travelled to Newcastle and a company called Zentric Ironworks, who made the taps that were installed in the kitchen section of Joe and Emma's tiny, tiny boat. When I got there, I was told I was 19 years late and all tap production had moved to Malaysia. So, like a dog with a bone, I too would go to Malaysia. I had a bone, yes, but I wanted more. I wanted to find out where the bone was from and then I could carry on chewing the bone, but with more purpose. So I needed to go to Malaysia to check the source of the bone. Thanks. In Malaysia, it was hot, steamy. Oppressive. My head throbbed as I made my way down to Zentric Ironworks Outsourcing Centre. Up, down, the throbbing was quite remarkable. Witnesses have said my head more than doubled in size every 2 or 3 seconds and shrank back down to, if anything, a smaller size to its norm. But when I got there, I met a man at the headquarters wearing a long felt coat called Stefan. Stefan had a heavy cold and a heavy cold handshake. He spoke quietly but firmly with a thick Nordic accent and curious inflection.
So I'm playing the guitar.
I know, but you have to do this as well.
The taps are good. Mm. The taps we make are excellent. They spin round and make the water squirt out the bottom. They're great taps.
Okay, sure. But have you ever heard of people who've said there was something going on with their taps?
No! Brick!
It was at this point that 5 security guards bundled me out of the office, then bundled me down the street, and then they bundled me into the airport, then they helped me check in again, and then they actually bundled on me. I headed back to London. What was going on with the taps? I'd spent £7,000 on the trip to Malaysia, but was none the wiser. Then I remembered. I had Stefan's email address. And just 40 emails from me later, I received the following.
Dear Alex, the taps work perfectly. You twist the top bit and the water squirts out the bottom bit. What more can I say? Email sent from my iPhone, so apologies for any big shit-ups with the typing.
The water wasn't actually that warm now, when I think back. It was more sort of lukewarm, like room temperature. Like when you first turn the tap on.
And if the music could stop.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever wondered why we have 10 toes and they're not all exactly the same size? What does your forehead do? Can some people put more things in their mouths than other people? From the people that made geography, raps, and learning about history in a funny way, this is Everybody Who's Anybody Has a Body. Let's explore our bodies together. A brand new podcast for mums, dads, and anybody with half a brain and one whole body.
It's late at night. It's 8:15. Yes, that's right. I said it was late. But who's still awake? Who's still fun? It's the queen of late night party time. It's Gemma Nunn. Gemma Nunn. Gemma Nunn. Gemma Nunn. Gemma Nunn. We're back. Okay, where were we? Well, remember Will, the guy who told Joe he had nice trousers back in 2002? Well, I went down to Switzerland to stay with him for a couple of weeks so I could find out more about what exactly led Will to saying that Joe's trousers were so nice.
Hey, man.
Hey. How long have you lived in Switzerland for?
50 years.
Oh, it's grey here.
Grey?
Yeah, it's grey here.
It can be.
It can be. Well, it is.
Yep, sometimes.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was hoping to chat to you about Joe's trousers, because you said that he had nice trousers a while back. Do you remember that? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why did you say that?
Well, they were great trousers, man. Long, real long. Right from his waist, you know, just above the private quarters. Yeah, all the way down his thighs, over his knees. And they kept going, you know, onto the ankles.
Over the ankles?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Oh, yeah, these things kept going over the ankles. I mean, the... Oh, yeah, these things kept on going over the ankles. Mm. I mean, they overlapped with the top of the shoes, man. When Joe wore those trousers and stood up, you couldn't see any of his legs at all.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when he sat down, they'd ride up a little so you could...
This is the best bit.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, when he sat down, they'd ride up a little so you could see an inch of socks. 2 inches max. But basically, these were the real deal.
Wow. Amazing. And the colour? Could you describe the colour for me if you're okay with that?
No, that's cool, man. These were sort of more blue than green.
Oh, yeah.
And more blue than red as well. They were blue trousers.
Blue trousers. Okay. Were they light trousers or dark or stained?
Not back then. They were super clean. A mid-blue, you know, jeans. Have you seen jeans? These were jeans. These were blue jeans.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. By the way, can I tonight sleep in your room? Because I'm in the sofa at the moment and it's very hard. Could I go in your bed?
No.
But maybe we could top and tail, or I could sleep in it till two and then you could take over.
Yep.
Thanks, mate. I was starting to see the full picture. Joe, a nice guy to look at, sure. But underneath the gloss, there's so much more. Joe's a guy... He's a guy who had super clean blue jeans back in 2002 and was still wearing them in 2011, not long before Christmas. And that's at least 9 years that his trousers were wrapped snugly around his calves, his hamstrings and his clump. 9 long years. And then one ordinary day, he rises suddenly, surprised by the extreme temperature of his morning water, and his slider snags because the boat is so small that the table has to sometimes be folded up against one of the wet walls. His trousers cannot live without their zip. No trouser can. Not even Joe's trousers. An era ends. You're listening to the Horn Section Podcast. It's great.
He wasn't the same after the incident.
This is Will again, Joe's colleague, who'd told Joe his trousers were nice back in 2002 and who I got pretty close to in Switzerland and who is now saying stuff about how Joe was in late November 2011 in the aftermath of the trousers getting mangled on the table hook.
There was just something different about him, all of a sudden. We could see it. We could all see it. Ben, Mark, Ed.
Who's Ed?
The pianist.
Is he?
But also Gemma, Simpson, Bren, Claudia. Sorry. Also Gemma, Simpson, Bren, Claudia. Mr. Smang, Peter and Pat, Clever Edward, the Saint, Madame Banquo, the Massive Man, all of P4, Matt, Johnson, Gabriella and Dougie, the Dangerous Diplomat's Dog. Joe had changed, though. He changed.
Music stops.
He was wearing different trousers.
I couldn't believe he was wearing different trousers. He'd always worn those blue jeans, but he was. He was wearing different trousers.
That's Mark. He's right. For 8 days straight, Joe wore a different pair of coarse, long trousers. Blue again, and also denim, but a different make from his favourite jeans and an altogether less flattering cut. Let's hear from Joe himself.
Yeah, I had this other pair of jeans that I wore because my normal pair had broken. The zipper had got caught on the table.
The slider.
So I was waddling around with these other trousers. Yeah, that's how it happened.
And so life dealt its hand. Life does that. It deals its hand and we adapt. We move on. We have to. What choice do we have? Let's go back to the fateful day. Joe sitting, his legs in sheer hell. The fly gaping, open to the elements, just feet from the gushing river.
It was the Grand Union Canal.
The gushing river. I want you to imagine the scene. You're having a normal day, it's nice. Well, it was nice, but now, without warning, your favourite thing in the whole world...
They were my favourite trousers.
...are snatched from you. Gone! And you're left alone.
Emma was there.
Yes, but both figuratively and metaphorically and symbolically alone. A chill creeping down from the top of your legs to the bottom of your legs.
Yeah, it was cold, so eventually I staggered to the bed area. The bed was still down from the night before, so I had to fold it up against the wall.
It's too small. I can see why you moved. It's a stupid way to live.
So I could open the door to the wardrobe and get out the different trousers.
Joe?
Yes, Alan?
Alex?
Yes, Alex?
What did you do with your favourite trousers?
The one with the broken nozzle?
Slider, yes.
I hung them in the cupboard.
Stop the music. This is Real Life Disaster Problems and Solutions, and my name is Alex Horn.
Ooh, shalalala, shalabalagoo. Ooh, shalalala, shalabalagoo. Ooh, shalalala, shalabalagoo. Well, listen to this jingle, it'll tell you what to do. There's a video game podcast that's perfect for you. Ooh, shalalala, shalabalagoo. It's called Flop Talk. It's a podcast just like this, but it's hosted by Miles and Catherine and Chris. Ooh, shalalala, shalabalagoo. Subscribe yourself to Flop Talk, I'll subscribe to you. Flop Talk, shalabalagoo. Ooh, shalalala, shalabalagoo. Stop.
Joe wasn't joking. He'd literally and actually hung his trousers in the wardrobe. And there they were, hung, hidden, ashamed.
When I heard what he'd done with the trousers, it didn't surprise me.
That's Mark.
Apparently it's really dark in there when the door was shut.
That's Willip.
I couldn't imagine being folded over so that my middle bit is supported only by a thin bit of metal and my feet and head then flop down to about the same height and I'm just dangling like that for ages. It doesn't sound nice at all to me. Like I said, my name is Ben and I've known Joe for 40 years, but he's never made me squeeze my whole body through a metal triangle thing with a hook on.
Ben there.
Did you want me to say
anything? No, thank you. It's the strangest thing. Joe simply hung up his trousers. But just 8 days later, I received a phone call. It was from Joe.
I can't believe it. They're back in my arms.
Hello, Soon. Joe. Sorry, hello, Joe. Is that Joe?
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
I can't believe it.
Sorry, yes, I got that bit.
They're back. They're in my arms and soon on my legs. My trousers. As good as new. It's a miracle.
Hold on one goddamn second. The solution, there was one. But how? It's near Christmas. Joe didn't go out and get the trousers mended, did he? In his financial position. Did he? I jumped into my red car again and drove straight to the boat. Hi, Joe.
About a week after I broke the trousers,
yeah.
I took them to the dry cleaner, who also repairs trousers.
No way, I thought with it being near Christmas...
Well, you're right, it was too much. £20, they said, £20 to replace that zip. A repair was impossible.
Of course, but... And I don't know how to break this to you, listener, but the trousers have been fixed. You're wearing the trousers again right now. I can see the trousers. I can touch the trousers right there. And they're whole again.
No, these are different ones. The fixed ones are in the wash.
Oh, sure. Tell me what happened, Joe.
Well, when the dry cleaner said it was going to cost £20 to repair the zip, I couldn't believe it.
No.
But they said it was true and showed me a menu with their prices on. In fact, I remember asking if it was called a menu, if it wasn't in a restaurant, and the lady said she didn't know, but probably it was more of a price list. But I said, well, it's the same as a menu, really, because you can choose what you want and then you get it, just like in a restaurant, and she agreed, and neither of us laughed. I left there soon after that with the trousers. I couldn't pay £20 to fix the zip.
Well, it was almost Christmas. The decorations were up, the children excited, the snow falling, gently, gently, because it was not hail.
I'd given up. I saw a charity shop next door, bundles of clothes heaped up by the till. I walked in, the volunteer wordlessly took the trousers and I left.
It's weird that they didn't say anything.
And then, 1 week later...
Christmas Eve.
Must have been about the 4th of December.
The most magical time of the year, a time for miracles.
I was walking in my different trousers. I was buying Christmas presents for Emma.
A last-minute Christmas present.
I wandered around the usual shops, Waterstones, Smith's, Greg's. There was nothing she'd like. I thought I'd try the charity shop. You never know.
You never do know. Did you find a present for Emma?
Yes, I got something from Amazon in the end, an apron. One of those with a woman's body with a bikini on. She's never worn it.
Yes, but did you find anything for Emma in the charity shop?
No, I said I got it on Amazon, the website.
Not sure, but you didn't leave the charity shop empty-handed, did you, Joe?
Oh, no. You're right. I was just leaving when something caught my eye. Something folded neatly, but proudly on a shelf, with some belts and a little cap.
Blue?
So blue. The most beautiful blue. Blue, blue jeans. My blue jeans. My favourite trousers. I picked them up, and I knew they were mine. They had the same shape, the same jaunty hang, the same stain on the upper right of the crotch.
But the zip?
Brand new! A perfect, beautiful, working zip.
But how? How did it happen? In fact, who cares how it happened? It was Christmas!
The lady had fixed it herself, and they were on sale for a fiver, so I bought them again.
Yes, I thought we'd build up to that. That was sort of the end.
Sorry, Alex.
No, Joe. It was your solution, it was your problem. It was a real-life disaster, and after 14,000 miles, well over 10 grand, and a wild, week-long fling in the mountains of Switzerland, we'd found the truth. Joe got his trousers back in the most extraordinary way possible. Miracles did happen. My name is Alex Horn, and this is the Real Life Disaster Problems and Solutions Podcast. Thank you for listening.
Can I go now?
No, no, please strum your guitar. This podcast was brought to you by me, Alex Horn. It's an Alex Horn co-pro with Zentric Ironworks, Quick and Easy, the polish you've always craved, Magic Media, and Mr. Samway's Poultry Farm. It was produced by Joe Walker and edited by Joel Porter. There was incidental music and powerful first-hand recollections by Mark Brown, Edmund Sheldrake, Ben Reynolds, and Will Collier. The trousers were Joe Auckland's own. Goodbye. See you next week. For more real-life disaster problems and solutions... We do have a bonus song for you now. It's a historical drama sung by Joe Auckland.
A 1, 2, 3. The greatest people in history, the ones who unlock the mysteries, are people who split things in two, because that's not an easy thing to do.
I'm sorry, Joe, but I don't agree. It's gonna take a lot to convince me. Although it's sometimes hard to do, a genius is more than someone splitting things in two.
What about Rutherford? He split the atom in two. You're telling me that was an easy thing to do?
No, I'm sure it wasn't easy, but the result of that was a catastrophe.
What about Moses? He split the sea in two. You're telling me that was an easy thing to do?
No, I'm not saying it was an easy thing to do, but honestly, I'm not even sure it was true.
Well, Robbie Williams, he split take that in two. You're telling me that was an easy thing to do?
No, I'm not saying that was an easy thing to do, but I was heartbroken and so were you.
Henry Hines of baked bean fame, surely this one proves my claim. Cause he split Thousand Island dressing in two, made ketchup and mayonnaise for me and you.
Yes, ketchup and mayonnaise for me and you.
Ketchup and mayonnaise,
it's just
ketchup and mayonnaise.
It's simply
ketchup and mayonnaise.
They combine
ketchup and mayonnaise.
You split the two in half,
ketchup and mayonnaise. Mayonnaise.
It's simply
ketchup and mayonnaise.
Yes. So, just to recap, anyone who's donated money on Patreon will get a message depending on how much money you've donated. $5 for a little mention, $25 for a bigger one, and $50 for a whopper. And on it goes. I do think the money is per month, so bear that in mind. You're meant to keep paying. If you don't want to, you can stop. Thank you. The following scholars each gave us $5. World of Woodrow, J.D. Dunlop, Matt Dawson, Jones, Justin Settles, Ray Hazagawar, Catherine McGahey, Fraser Levy, Brendan Nevin, Paddy Fenner, Moose Alley, Mark Wingfield, Alex Lodge, Matt Chipway, Nathan Brown, Daria Danilova, David Horner, Chris Reed, Abby Ruggles, Jack Blake, Iwaluki, Giles Mounsell, Mitchell Rosen, Rufus Pound, Scotty Emsley, Joe, Chris Hum, Haddon Bright, Felix, John Lewis, Adam Cole, Buxty, Will Goulder, Nick Atkinson, Karen McMillan, Tobias Kenning, Gavin Hamill, Eric Van Den Burge, Daniel Smith, Luke Atkins, Joel Stoff, Stephen Hornsby, Callum, Johnny Tam, Chris Pearson, Tom Dawkins, Patrick Welsh, Louise, Rob, Eric Williams, Hannah Riley, Ben Anfield, Zoe Fell, Mike Eller, Michaela Purcell, Stephen Barclay, Leonie McDonough, Paul Wilkins, Alex Calder, Richard Ablewhite, Alan Hazley, Andrew Cockshoot, Rob Huckin, David, Fiona Harris, Railton Knott, Adam Silverman, Claire McGregor, Adam Frost, Rob Shepherd, Sharon Batty, Daniel Starling, Headers, Laura Cole with an accent, Mont, Sally Grant, Timothy Jacobs. Thank you, everyone. And apologies for all my pronunciations. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.